Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is aluminum, and we'll mostly focus on this metal's homeopathic use. Aluminum in today's manufacturing is incredibly important, as it is both lightweight and strong, hence its use in everything from household foil to aircraft. Unlike other metals such as gold or copper, aluminum can't exist by itself in nature. It's found everywhere, but is chemically linked to other compounds, such as oxygen, and needs to be processed, especially out of the ore bauxite. It's the primary ingredient in ordinary clay, yet also the gemstones of ruby and sapphire. Interesting, but what is it used for medically? Well, in your homeopathic kit, it may be listed as useful for constipation, due to intense dryness. In fact, there's a kind of dryness of body and mind. Nothing flows. Mentally, the person has a confusion as to their role in relationships, especially within the family. They feel they have managed to find their own place, and they deserve to have this place, but they may not be sure, perhaps, they really want this relationship. They may not know where their identity and responsibility, and that of the other person's, begins and ends. Or, out of desire to belong to the group, they may do whatever the other person wants, thereby ignoring their own wishes. With this confusion happening in their minds, they may not take responsibility for their own actions. Magnesium, right before aluminum on the periodic chart, feels more abandoned and must fight to keep the relationship going, whereas aluminum knows he can have the relationship, but feels he has to sacrifice too much of himself. There can be fears of knives and blood with this remedy, and a moon of complaining, timid, and slow to act and speak. Mentally, there can be absent-mindedness, wandering, being lost, and as you can guess, even dementia. Also, you may know aluminum has been found in larger-than-normal amounts in the brains of Alzheimer's victims. It is considered a toxic element, one that you don't want to find much of in your body. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.